Cephalufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Mark, before we kind of get into Buffs talk and this hot streak that the Buffs are on right now on the basketball side of things, I just wondered if you could spend a few moments talking to us a little bit about Larry Zimmer. Obviously, sure. We lost a guy that, I mean, I grew up in Eastern Colorado. You know that, Mark. We got the blowtorch out everywhere, so we listened. We grew up listening. I don't think you're going to talk to many people that were fans of the Broncos or whatever that didn't know who Larry Zimmer was.
Sure, without question. Yeah, I mean, you think about it. When you think of the fact that since 1971 through 2015, Zim was on the airwaves of KOA in Denver, 26 years broadcasting the Broncos, both alongside Bob Martin, and then ultimately became the play-by-play voice in 1990, called the 1990 Super Bowl when Bob Martin was sick, and then did that through 1996, and then obviously did the play-by-play for the Buffs, with the exception of 4 years when he did CSU in the mid-'80s from 1971 to 2003, and then he sat alongside me for 12 years. So when you consider that with the interest that there is in the state of Colorado to the Broncos and the Buffaloes and what a Saturday and Sunday means in the fall, there aren't many people that lived in the state of Colorado that did not hear and enjoy Larry Zimmer's voice for many, many years, and generations, in fact. And so, yeah, it was it wasn't easy last week, I'll be honest with you. I was with him for the last 5 days. We'd go in and sit and talk, and he wanted to know what was going on with everything, what's going on with Coach Prime and what's happening with this and how about that women's basketball team and on and on and on. And then I'd read scripture to him, and we'd pray together before I took off. And the last time I was with him was on Friday, passed on Saturday. And one of the last moments we had together, I said, all right, partner, I got to get going. And he reached out and held my hand. He said, we're praying today? And I said, yes, sir. And so we prayed together. And I said, I can't be here tomorrow, but I'll be here on Sunday. And he said, I'll try and hang on. Mm-hmm. And I kind of smiled at him. I said, well, I love you. And he said, I love you too. And then I walked out the door. And it was one of those things, and if you've ever been around that sort of situation, when you walk out the last time, you kind of feel it. And as I was walking down the hallway, heading out to go to my truck, I thought to myself, that's the last time I'll ever be with my partner. And so it was not easy, but it was one of those things that, you know, there's different ways that people go. It happens suddenly, which shocks everyone. This one you saw coming, and it doesn't take the edge off it when it does happen, but at least you're allowed to prepare yourself. And I will look fondly on those last 5 days there. We were together, four of them, and we had some great conversations and talked about all sorts of stuff, and I ministered to him, and it was awesome. So,
Mark,
I'll cherish that.
So sorry for you. So like I said to start, a lot of people know him or know of him. You obviously had a close relationship with him. I mean, you talk to us about what he did for you as a broadcaster, because there's a couple names in the state of Colorado that we all know when it comes to voices of our sports teams. Obviously, Larry Zimmer. Mark Johnson's up there as well when we talk about broadcasters in this state. So what did he mean to you as far as your career?
Well, you know, and I'll tell your listeners this. So many people don't know this, and I've talked about it here the last few days. I'm out of Syracuse, New York, doing the Orangemen at that point in time. And I'm being talked to by all the entities about coming out and being the sports director down in Denver and doing the Buffs. And I get a phone call, and we're Zim and I never talked. I mean, we certainly knew of each other from, you know, having mutual respect. He's a veteran guy that at that point in time was in his mid to late 60s. I'm some snot-nosed guy in my mid-30s at that point in time. And all of a sudden I get a call one day. And this is when things had pretty much been done. The contract had been signed, and it was going to happen. And I was doing a baseball game. At Syracuse, they had a Triple-A team at that time for the Toronto Blue Jays, and I was doing some baseball. We happened to be in a rain delay, and my phone rings. It's a 303 number, and I pick it up, and it's Zim on the other end of the line. And so that was our first introduction to each other. And so we're chatting a little bit, and I got the sense that maybe he had not been totally on board and was understanding that they were going to bring somebody in to work alongside him and ask him to slide over. And I said, Larry, I am terribly sorry. I had no idea. And in typical Zim fashion, his graciousness, he said to me, Well, you know, that's part of this business, and I understand I'm late in my career and things happen. He said, this will never be an issue between you and I. He said, you had nothing to do with it. So I'm just looking forward to being partners with you. And we were for 12 years when I got there. And because of that, and then I've told this story, but it's worth retelling again. I get to town here, Brady. And the first event we had was before the Rocky Mountain Showdown. They used to, when the game was in Denver, and we used to have a pep rally downtown and a luncheon afterward. And there was, I don't know, 1,500 people or so there. And they introduced me very early in this lunch, and they said, let's welcome up the new voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. I'm walking up on stage, and I'm thinking to myself, something doesn't sound right about that. And I got up to the podium, and finally I stood there for a moment. And I finally said, I want to thank everybody for the warm reception. I'm looking forward to being here. I said, would you guys do me a favor? You just introduced me as the voice of the Buffaloes, and that doesn't sound right to me. And I pointed to Larry sitting out in the crowd, and I said, that's the voice of the Buffaloes right there. And until he retires, that's his position. I'm just the new play-by-play announcer. And you've heard me hundreds and hundreds of times. For years with Zim, I'd open up the broadcast. I'd say, you know, from Folsom Field, the most majestic setting in college football, alongside legendary voice of the Buffs, Larry Zimmer, I'm Mark Johnson. And that's, I always felt that reverence and that respect for him, to treat him that way. And that was his title. And the first time I said it about myself on a broadcast after Zimmer retired, it felt kind of foreign and odd at the time, you know? And so that's just the way I felt about him. And I always felt I needed to show him that respect. And he was, I said a couple of times, he started out as my partner. He became my mentor and ultimately he became my friend. And so it was a wonderful 20 years I got a chance to know him.
Mark, I love that story so much too. I love the fact that you guys remained so close after that. You and I have talked about the business a lot, you know, off the air and how cutthroat it can be. In that situation where you're coming in to join him and Larry doesn't know about it, that could have gone south really quickly with a lot of people, even good people. But he had the, you know, his good nature overcame that, and look what happened. You guys not only became great partners, but great, great friends over the years.
Well, and I'll tell you this, as we sat and talked last week, we chatted a little bit about that. And, you know, we kind of reminisced about those stories. And he said, you know, because he thanked me. He said, well, thank you for saying that about me. But he said, Mark, you do understand that if you wouldn't have handled your way a certain way, it would have driven me out. You know, if some young guy would have come in there and decided, okay, I'm coming here, I've got all the answers, I'm the star of this thing, and I don't know if I would have had that attitude. He said, if you would have acted that way, he said, I would have quit a lot earlier, because I just wasn't going to sit, you know, and have that kind of situation. And so it was, I like to say the good Lord brought us together, and he kind of taught me, and I cared for him down the stretch. And there were times late in the broadcast career where, you know, there were some struggles, you know, that Zim was having, and we took care of him. I told all the guys in the crew the last couple of years, remember in 2014, Zim got very, very sick and missed part of that season, came back for one more. And at a preseason meeting, I told all the guys in the crew, I said, all right, we're taking care of Zim. Whatever he needs, you guys take care of it. And let's make sure that, you know, we give him the proper send-off. And we did all that season. You know, we celebrated Zim the entire season. And so it was a good friendship. And I cherish all of that.
I really appreciate you going there with us for a bit, Mark. I know it's been rough, it's been difficult, but man, it's kind of cool though to think about when we always talk about Mount Rushmore. We were doing it today, and I think like when we're talking about Mount Rushmore for voices of Colorado sports teams, obviously Larry's there. You're right there, Mark. I mean, that's got to be cool, too, to know you had all that friendship and that connection with Larry, and then you guys worked together, you learned from him, and then now, I mean, you got the voice, you know, you got the voice, Mark, of
sure.
course,
yeah.
But it's your ability, it's your cadence and all that, but it's got to be pretty cool to be in that company with him, especially knowing how close you guys were.
Well, it's humbling. On Sunday, I was at the National Western. I got a call from a bunch of the television station saying, hey, can we talk to you? And so I think I popped in and hit most of them over about a two-hour period. It was interesting. I think it was at Channel 9. I was sitting there, and there were a couple of people asking me questions. And one of the guys made that comment about Mount Rushmore. Mm. And they said, well, we got Bob Martin and Larry Zimmer and Dave Logan and you. And I got to be honest with you. I kind of reeled at that. It felt very uncomfortable at the time. And it's kind of everybody to say that. And I appreciate that. I'm I'm never going to consider that myself. I tell you what, when you're in postscript having conversations about me and I'm long gone, 6 feet under, you guys can make those determinations at that point in time.
Well, you know what, Mark? A lot of people have already deemed you worthy of that. So you just got to deal with it, man. You're on Mount Rushmore. It's what you got to do.
Very kind.
Mark, let's get back to the games, too. I mean, obviously, this Buffs team. Now, I just want to be fair here. Last week, and you know where I stand on Tad Boyle. I'm with Tad Boyle, all that. I just brought it up and said, okay, if the Buffs fail to get into the big dance, are we having discussions and all that? Well, as soon as I bring that up, what do the Buffs do? They go out, they beat USC, they beat Oregon, they beat Oregon State. So, hey, yep. I just want to say this. You're welcome, Mark. I think that was my doing.
You were responsible for that. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to give KJ Simpson, Tristan DeSilva, and Cody Williams a good chunk of the responsibility, and I'll give you a little bit.
Yeah, sprinkle a little bit in there, man. That's fine. I just put you on Mount Rushmore of broadcasters. You can give me some credit for this three-game win streak.
I will. No, they played very well. And it just goes to show, Brady, when we talked about this team in the past, when they have their quiver full, all right, when all the guys are out there, because they went through that stretch where they had way too many injuries. And in fact, the other day they were missing Javon Hadley in that ball game against Oregon State. In fact, both those ball games, Oregon State. And so he was out. But when they're full go, man, they can play with anybody in the country. And, you know, KJ's been just silly at the level he's been playing at this season. I mean, All-American level. Tristan is a preseason All-American, and Cody is coming. I mean, you know, I don't know if you heard this in the broadcast the other night, but after the Oregon game, Scott, my partner, and I were talking about Cody's ability and, you know, NBA and all this kind of stuff. And a guy, he shall remain nameless. I don't want him to get just silly comments on social media. He drops me a line and he says, I heard you and Scott talking about Cody being a lottery pick in the NBA. I don't see it at all. And I very rarely will interact with fans in that regard in critiquing players. I wrote back and I said, friend, I don't know what you're looking at, okay? Because this guy is hands down the most talented player I've seen in my career since I did Carmelo Anthony. So this guy is a high-level player, and he is coming into his own, and it is fun to watch. I tell Buff fans, though, I said, Buff Nation, you better be enjoying this because it ain't lasting long, but you better be soaking this in because this kid is special.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the size alone, his athleticism alone is really what, when you look at it and you go, man, they're going to be able to develop that. Now, Mark, is there any chance that we see Cody back with the Buffs next year?
I don't think there is any chance of that. We're doing the show on Monday night. We'll be doing Boulder with Tad, and some fan asked him that. And I just happened to be eavesdropping, and Tad says, nope, it's 1 year. And everyone knows that. I mean, you know, I'll go back to, if fans don't understand the business of this and why, I'll go back to my time at Syracuse with Carmelo. And I was talking to his agent after his freshman season. They win the national championship. And I said to his agent, why not? He loved college life. He loved what was going on there. Why not come back one more year? And he explained it to me very well. And he said, Mark, this is the reason. This is the business behind it. Because if you take one more year of college, that takes one more year away from your NBA career. And that might be worth $60, $70, $80, $90, $100 million on the back end. And he said, that's the reason you don't do it. So all of these guys, they've all got there. They've got parents. They've got agents. They've got everybody sitting around them explaining the business of what they're about to do. And if you have that ability to be a lottery pick, which Cody's going to be, you take it because the money is just generational, and that's why you take it.
No doubt. I see it. I mean, I don't blame guys for it at all. You know, obviously the fan in you wants to keep it going, but you can't really blame him. Mark, what time do you guys get rocking and rolling tonight?
You better take a nap today, all right? That's a 9 o'clock Mountain Time game tonight. Okay. We're gonna get things underway at 8:30 and tip it off just after 9 o'clock tonight. So, get ready, drink some coffee, take a nap because it's gonna be midnight with the Buffaloes tonight. By the time we're all said and done,
who's winning, a Buffalo or a pack of Huskies?
Well, see that now you lay that out and it's unfair. I mean, does one Buff have to? Now we've all seen the documentaries on wolves and bison and Yellowstone. It does take a pack to go down to take a bison down or a buffalo down. But if you're going one on one here, there's no contest, right? One buffalo against one Husky, that's not even a contest, so I'm going with the Buffalo.
What about, let me add two Huskies. Two Huskies, one Buffalo. What do we got there?
I still think, I'm just basing this on what I've seen with Wolves. It takes an entire pack. You know, seven or eight of them seem to are able to do the job.
Okay, so you're at that, seven.
Hey, and then the question you got to ask then, Brady, too. Okay, is this middle of this late summer Buffalo, or is this middle of the deep winter Buffalo when they haven't eaten quite right for a long time and they get weakened, right? That's the question you got to ask.
Yeah, these are deep. This is the stuff, Mark.
This is why. Becoming a Mike Leach conversation right now.
This is why you're on Mount Rushmore, among other reasons, but it's your ability to talk about the mascots. Mark, appreciate you as always. I love what you do. Thanks for talking to us and sharing a bit about Larry Zimmer, really, really powerful stuff. So we just appreciate you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you much.
All right. Mark Johnson, the voice of the bus. 12:52. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got buy or sell coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. I want to hear you guys on this, your thoughts on it, because I like it. You let me know whether you're buying it, you're selling it, whatever. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.